伊丽莎所行的神迹。
So today we're going to continue. This evening we're going to continue study the miracles of Elisha.
我们翻到列王记下。Let's
turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下的第，我看一下。 第四章
2 Kings chapter 4
列王记下第四章的第一节到第七节
2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7
这里讲以利亚到一个寡妇的家
So here Elisha came to the house of a widow
帮助他解决他的困难
And Elisha helped solve her problem.
我们看第四章的第一节跟第二节。Let's
look at verse 1 and 2.
有一个先知的门徒的妻哀求以利莎说：“你的仆人，我的丈夫死了，他敬畏神是你所知道的。现在有债主。” 要来娶我两个儿子做奴仆。这个地方讲，伊丽莎有一个先知的门徒。And
here it says Elisha has sons of the prophets.
那他的先生死了。And
so there, the wife of this one of them died.
在旧约时代，寡妇代表贫穷。
And so during the Old Testament time, to be a widow is to be poor.
因为一切都以丈夫为头。
And because everything was reliant on the husband.
那寡妇也代表没有社会地位。
And to be a widow meant that you have no social status.
所以圣经里面在讲，旧约圣经讲的很多次。 要怜悯孤儿跟寡妇。
And that is why the Bible mentions many times that you must show compassion to the widows and the orphans.
甚至在新约圣经雅各书里面也有讲什么叫做敬虔。
And so, and also even in the New Testament in Hebrews, it says, James says this.
雅各书里面讲敬虔里面就是看顾。 患难中的孤儿跟寡妇。And
that what it does mean to be fervent is to take care of the widow and the orphaned.
所以如果一个人敬虔，敬虔就是他有神的样式。And
to be fervent is to have the likeness of God.
要把神的本性表现出来。That
they live out the image of God.
这样的人会看顾神所怜悯的，就是孤儿跟寡妇。
This type of person will look after the widows and the orphans.
所以我们看这个第一节，这个门徒的妻子遇到人生的困境。And
so one of the sons of the prophets encountered a difficulty in life.
就是丈夫死了。Her
husband died.
我们在世界上大部分有的是靠自己。
And so in society, sometimes you have to rely on yourself.
结婚以后，有的是靠先生，有的是互相依靠，先生靠太太。
Sometimes later on, when you get married, sometimes the wife is reliant on the husband. Sometimes they are both working.
那有时候配偶离世了，靠小孩。
And sometimes if a spouse passes away, they are reliant on their children.
所以我们在这个世界上，一直要依靠别人，这样每天来过我们的生活。And
so sometimes in this life, we need to rely on others for our living.
但是有时候我们会遇到说，人生哪里是依靠呢？我到底要靠什么？
But sometimes we'll encounter a question in our life. Where is who can we rely on? What can I rely on?
好像这个做太太的，先生死了，没有先生可以靠。Just
like this wife, or this widow, her husband has passed away. Who can she rely on?
然后因为她欠了很多的人钱，所以人要把她的两个儿子也。 抓去做奴仆，来还他的钱。And
because she was in a lot of debt, the creditors were coming to take her sons to be slaves.
所以这个寡妇变成什么都没有可以靠。
And so this widow had nothing she could rely on.
看起来是没有福气，但是，我们却发现说她懂得靠神。
So even though she had nothing, and that she was, but she knew to rely on God.
那懂得靠神啊，神的恩典就来到了。
And so if you rely on man, then then the blessing of man will come.
所以有时候人一无所有，有时候我们人样样都有的时候，信仰反而没有体验。
So when we have everything and we have no lack in our life, then there's no test to our faith.
因为不会靠神。
Because we don't know to rely on God.
不会靠神就没有体验。
And if we don't rely on God, then we don't have any experiences.
这个靠那个如果我们看耶利米书十七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
十七章的第七节。
Verse 7.
耶利米书十七章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
依靠神，以神为可靠的，有福了。
Verse 7. Blessed the man who trusts in the Lord.
那大家都知道啊，依靠神啊，那到底什么叫做依靠神？
And what does it mean to trust in the Lord?
第八节就用比喻来形容依靠神。
And verse 8 speaks a parable to show what it means to rely on the Lord.
他必像树栽于水旁。
He shall be a tree planted by the waters,
在河边扎根
which spreads out its roots by the river.
所以依靠神的人像一棵树。
So those who trust in the Lord is like a tree.
我们知道树有两部分。
We know a tree has two parts.
第一部分是长在地面上的。
A part that is above the surface.
可以看到叶子，可以看到它结的果子。
We can see its leaves and the fruit that it bears.
那第二部分是在地底下的。
And the other part is underground.
就是它的根。
And this is its roots.
那这两部分呢，关系很密切。
And so these two parts are very closely connected.
如果这个根是扎在河边。
If these roots are planted by the river.
它有水分，它有养分。
Then it has water and nutrients.
所以天气再热，它都不怕。
So no matter how hot the weather is, it is not afraid.
因为这个水分会透过根把它送到上面树叶。就开花结果。
Because the water will come up through the roots to the leaves and to so it can bear fruit.
那依靠人就像依靠神的就像树扎于水旁。
So those who trust in the Lord is like a tree planted by the waters.
因此人有两部分。
And so just in the same way, man, we have two parts.
一部分是看得见的生活。
One part is the life that people can see.
那另一部分看不见就是我的心。
What we can the other part we cannot see is our heart.
所以在外表上我们安息日都来聚会。
So maybe outwardly we all attend Sabbath service.
那有时候做圣工也来参加。
And maybe we if there's holy work we do it.
但是我们每一个人的心的最深处，我是跟什么连在一起？这个有时候连我们自己也不知道。
But the deepest part of our hearts, how we are connected to God, maybe we don't even know ourselves.
那真的依靠神他的心就是树栽在水旁，那个水就是代表活水，就代表神了。
And so a person who trusts the Lord, they are by the water, and this water is the living water.
所以真的依靠神的人，他的头脑、他的心的最深处已经跟神连在一起。
And so a person who is connected to God, connected to the water, is connected to God in their hearts.
有时候他走路，他也在想神，也在跟神默祷，把他的困难告诉神。
As they are walking, they can think about God and or maybe communicating with God.
睡觉他的心也是在默想神。
And so their heart is also thinking about God.
因为他的根扎在溪水旁。
Because their roots are planted by the waters.
但是有时候我们自己的心再挖深一点进去看看。
So sometimes our own hearts, if we dig deep to look at them.
我为什么不怕困难？
Why are we not afraid of trials?
很多人的答案是因为我有钱。
Some people say it is because I have money.
我有钱，我可以去医院找医生，最好的医生看。
Because I have money, I can go to the hospital and find the best doctor.
我有钱，我可以买保险。
I have money, so I can purchase insurance.
我有钱，我可以请最好的律师。
I have money, so I can hire the best attorney.
我有钱，我不怕公司把我解雇。
I have money, so I'm not afraid if my company lays me off.
我有钱，所以我不怕年老。
I have money, so I'm not afraid of my what will happen in my old age.
孩子不要我也没关系，我有钱。
And it's okay, I have money.
所以很多人的心啊，最深处砸下去，他的心是跟钱连在一起。
And so many people, if we dig deep and you look at their roots, it's rooted in money.
所以天天就是想赚更多的钱，钱可以做我的靠山，可以做我的依靠。
And so many people will think about money all the time because they rely on it as their.
如果我们的心是砸在钱上面了，信仰就讲不出什么体验了。
So if our roots are rooted in money, then we will not have many experiences in our faith.
因为信仰需要心呐。
Because our faith requires our heart.
我们跟神连接在一起，才能够体验神。
Only when our hearts are connected with God can we experience Him.
我们跟钱连在一起，那个钱就是我们跟神中间的阻隔。
But if our hearts are connected to money, it is the blockage between us and God.
那我们对神的体验就越来越薄弱。
Then we will have less and less experiences with God.
所以我们看这个寡妇我们回到第四章，列王记下第四章。
So if we look at the widow in 2 Kings chapter 4.
她已经没路可走了。
She had no other way to turn to.
连最爱的孩子也要做奴仆了。
Even her beloved children were to become slaves.
结果她就来哀求伊丽莎。
So she cried out to Elisha.
伊丽莎是神的先知。
Elisha was a prophet of God.
在那个时代就是代表神了。
And in that time, he was God's representative.
所以来哀求伊丽莎也是代表他就来寻找神。
So to cry out to God is the same as crying out to Elisha.
他就要试着来靠神。
So she wanted to try to trust in the Lord.
那这个就是整个神迹的开始。
And this was the beginning of the miracle.
这个就是他对神体验的开始。
And this is the beginning of her experience with God.
所以圣经里面讲我们来找找看不要让我太贫穷，也不要让我太富足，来找找看。
And so the Bible tells us that there's a prayer that says, "Do not make me too poor or too rich." We just have to find it.
箴言。
So it's in Proverbs.
三十章对不对
？30.
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
我求你两件事，在我未死之前不要不赐给我。第八节。
Verse 8。
求你使虚假跟谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，是我需要的饮食。他求两件事情。
So there are two things this person is requesting.
其中有一个求神让他不要太贫穷。
To give me neither poverty.
为什么
？Why？
因为太贫穷在第九节下半句我就偷气，以致亵渎我的神所以太贫穷真的不容易守到。
Because if you're too poor, in the latter verse 9, it says that I will be poor and steal. So if you're too poor, it's hard to keep the teachings of God.
因此有时候我们到非洲去就发现为什么常常会说谎。
And so when we go to Africa, we realize that many people lie.
真的太贫穷了。
Because they are poor.
所以很难守道。
So it's very hard to keep the commandments.
那富足呢
？What about if you are rich?
这里讲不要让我太富足。
Do not let me be too rich.
为什么
？Why?
第九节。
In verse 9.
恐怕我饱足不认识你，说神是谁。
Lest I be full and deny you and say, "Who is the Lord?"
因为太富足
because if you are too rich,
什么都有
，you have everything.
生活很享受
，you enjoy life.
你要教他说每天读圣经祷告，为什么
？And you ask them to read and pray, read the Bible and pray every day, and they ask why?
没有神，我也活得好好的。
Because without God, I live so well.
所以你看约伯，约伯很富足。
So even though we know Job was very wealthy.
他很敬畏神，这很难得。
But he feared the Lord, and this is very rare.
但是约伯到他下一代哦，哦，天天就是有宴会。
But we can see Job, his children, every day they were feasting.
请他的儿子，请他的朋友来宴会。
That they would have feasts with their friends.
哦，那约伯就宴会过，就为他的孩子献燔祭。
And every time the feast ended, then Job would prepare offering.
啊，献燔祭其实现在来讲就是祷告。
And prepare burnt offering, which is a prayer.
因为恐怕他的孩子哦，生活太好了，忘掉神了。
Because he was afraid that his children would live too well and they would forget God.
哦，所以人如果太富足，会有另外一种贫穷。
And so, if a person is too wealthy, there's another type of poverty they have.
就是灵性的贫穷。
Is that they are spiritually poor?
哦，所以有时候我们啊，有没有听过一本书叫做《穷的只剩下钱》？我当时看这个时候。怎么会是有这样的书名？
And so there's a book that is called I Am So Poor Except I Have Money. And I thought this was a very interesting book.
哦，穷的只剩下钱。
How can someone be so poor with only money left?
一般人在讲穷就是指着没有钱了。
Most people, when they think of poverty, they think of not having money.
那这里讲穷到只有钱，其他什么都没有。
And so some, and then the book it says there's poverty and they had only money and nothing else.
有喜乐吗？没有。
They did not have joy.
啊，夫妻有幸福吗？没有。
They did not have a harmonious marriage.
哦，所以人生很宝贵的都没有，这只有钱了。
They didn't have anything but money.
哦，所以我们看这个，回到啊《列王记下》第四章。
And let's turn back to 2 Kings.
哦，这个地方讲这个寡妇的贫穷，她是得恩典的开始。
And so in 2 Kings chapter 4, the widow's poverty was the beginning of his.
因为她会来寻找神。
Beginning of her blessing because that's when she turned to look search for God.
哦，所以穷有时候是得恩典的开始。
And so when in poverty is the beginning of receiving God's grace.
哦，心灵贫穷的人要得到什么福气？
And so, spiritual, people who are spiritually poor, what kind of blessing do they need to receive?
我们大家找一节圣经节哈。
Let's look for a verse.
心灵贫穷的要得到什么福气？
For a spiritually poor person, what kind of blessing do they need to receive?
在马太福音。
And this is in Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
找哪一节？
Which verse?
Okay, 马太福音第五章的第三节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.
啊，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
啊，如果看英文哈，就是心灵贫穷了。
And so in English, it is the poor in spirit.
啊，这个是要得到神的国，天国的开始。
So those who are poor in spirit, they receive the kingdom of heaven.
哦，所以你看教会的慕道朋友。
And so if we look at the truth seekers in our church,
不是全部啦，大部分啦都是生活过得很平的，很普通的，平均的。
And so most of them live very ordinary lives.
哦，我们很少看到生活很富足的人很热心来追求信仰。
And we don't see many people who are very wealthy who are searching for God or for faith.
为什么？因为圣经早就这样记了。
Because this is what the Bible teaches us.
心灵贫穷有福了，天国是他们的。
Because blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哦，所以啊，如果我们看啊，路加福音第四章。
And if we look at Luke chapter 4.
啊，路加福音第四章的十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
啊，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。你看这个主耶稣讲的用引用以赛亚书。
And so here Jesus Christ quotes the book of Isaiah.
哦，用膏膏我，这个膏就是圣灵。
And so he has anointed me. This anointment is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣被圣灵充满。
Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后 去传福音。
And he went to preach the gospel.
要传给谁？
Who did he preach to?
传给贫穷的人。
He preached the gospel to the poor.
那这样圣经里面讲神不偏待人，这个不是偏待吗？贫穷，只有贫穷能得到福音呢。
And so Jesus Christ, doesn't he not show any partiality? So how is it that the gospel is preached to the poor?
这个贫穷就是心灵贫穷。
And this poor is talking about the poor in spirit.
那如果物质上很富足，但是心灵很贫穷，福音他也可以得到啊。
So if a person is physically wealthy, but they're still poor in spirit, they can still receive the gospel.
所以主耶稣做门徒当中有一些也是很富有的。
And even those among Jesus Christ's disciples, some of them were wealthy.
他们也做很好的门徒，为什么？因为他里面的心啊很贫穷。
And so they were able to be the disciples of Christ because in their heart they were poor in spirit.
使徒行传里面记载安提阿伯的太监。
And in Acts it talks about the centurion.
The eunuch of
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia 他是总管银库的。
And so he was in charge of the treasury.
他有权，他也有钱呐。
He had money and he had authority.
但是他从伊索比亚一直坐马车，这样摇摇摆摆到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
And so, but he just took a carriage all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship.
这个就是贫穷啊。
This is what it means to be poor.
所以他在回头的道路上，他就得到神的果。
And so on his way back, he received the kingdom of God.
所以穷好不好？
So is it good to be poor?
如果贫穷会带给我们得到救恩感谢神啊。
If we're poor and it's able to lead us to salvation, then praise God.
因为这是得更大恩典的开始。
Because it's the beginning of a big, greater grace.
好，那我们现在再回来看列王记下第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
那现在伊丽莎要帮他解决问题。
And so here, Elisha is resolving her problem.
列王记下第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
伊丽莎问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我。”这个地方问说：“我可以为你做什么呢？”
And so Elisha asked her, "What shall I do for you?"
然后他接下去问你家里有什么
？And next he asked, "What do you have in the house?"
那接下来说婢女家中除了一罐油，再也什么也没有了。
And so she responded, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil."
所以她真的很穷她只有一罐油啊。
So she really was poor. She only had a jar of oil.
但是有一罐油就够了。
But this jar of oil was enough.
为什么
？Why?
因为伊丽莎有那一件衣服，她有神的能力跟权柄。
Because Elisha had the mantle. He had God's authority and power.
那你有一罐油加上神的能力跟权柄，这个油就用不完了。
And if you have oil plus God's almighty power and authority, then this oil will be endless.
所以有神同在的人没有绝路的。
And so God is abiding with you, we are not hopeless.
绝路是因为人没有神同在啊。
Because if you're only hopeless if God is not abiding with you.
所以看起来这个寡妇是绝路了。
And so even though it may seem that the widow had no other way,
但是她有一瓶油，又有伊丽莎在那里，就有路可以走了。
But because she had the jar of oil and she had Elisha, so she had a way.
那这个事情不只出现在伊丽莎，伊利亚也是一样。
And so this did not just happen with Elisha, but also with Elijah.
因为我们拜的神同一个神啊，他拜的神就是我拜的神。
Because the God that we worship, that worship is the same God that we worship.
在前面列王记上的十七章。
In 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上的十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他。求你给我饼吃，十二节。
Verse 12.
他说：“我指着永生的神起誓，我没有饼然后坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我找了两根柴和我儿子做饼，我们吃了就要死了。所以这个现在也是吃了就死了，因为只剩下最后一点面，最后一点油。”
And in the same way, in verse 12, this widow was about to eat whatever food they have left over and die.
好，那十三节。
Verse 13.
以利亚，这个先知，这代表神，神的同在。
Again, Elijah here represents God's abidance.
哦，说不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
照你所说的，先为我做一块小饼，拿来给我，然后为你的儿子做饼。
And said, Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son.
14节。
14.
因为以色列的神说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到神死与降在地上的日子。
14. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
那现在问题就是那个寡妇信得下去吗？
But the question is whether or not this widow believes it.
本来要做自己吃，等死。
Initially, she was going to make the bread and then wait to die.
像现在以利亚说，做给他吃，那这个面，啊，油不会减少。
And so, but Elijah tells her, make it for him, and this oil and flour will not decrease.
如果他信不下去，我自己做吃的等死，他真的死了。
And if she was not able to believe, then she would make it for herself, and really, she would wait for her death.
但是如果他信得下去
，But if she could believe that,
因为这是先知讲的话，是神感动他讲的。
Because these are the words of the prophet which God moved him to speak.
就做一个面给他吃。
To make a small cake for him.
因为信得下去，照着去做，你看他体验什么？
And so because she believed and she did it, what did she experience?
十五节。
Verse 15.
妇人就照以利亚的话去行，她和家中的人，并以利亚吃了许多的日子。
15.
坛内的面不减少，油里的瓶里的油也不短缺，正如神借以利亚所说的。所以神讲的话。就实现了。
And so we can see that the word of God was fulfilled.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
What does this teach us?
我们遇到困难哦，要在圣经里面找神的应许。
So when we encounter difficulty, we need to look for God's promise in the Bible.
这本书啊，非常宝贵啊。
This book is so precious.
遇到困难，如果你一直去问你的朋友。
When we encounter difficulty and we just keep inquiring, getting help from our friends.
他也没有信仰。
They do not have faith.
甚至有可能他在信仰，他也没有在追求。
Maybe they are not even pursuing in their own faith.
他给我们的答案不一定是合神旨意的。
What they say might not be according to the will of God.
那我们现在看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的二十节
，Verse 20，
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。这个地方讲神的应许不论有多少。
And so here it tells us that they're all the promises of God.
神的应许在哪里？在圣经里面。
And these promises are in the Bible.
那有多少？
How many are there?
你如果软弱的时候，你翻圣经可以找到神要给我们能力。
And if you are weak, you can flip in the Bible, and God will give you strength.
如果我们心里很苦闷你圣经找得到神要给我们喜乐。
And if we have bitterness in our heart, we can look in the Bible, and God will give us joy.
如果我们觉得我头脑真的很不聪明，你找找看圣经说神要给我们智慧。
And we feel like we are not very intelligent or smart, we can look in the Bible, and God will give us wisdom.
所以神的应许不论多少，在基督里面都是是的。
No, so all the promises of God in him are yes.
什么叫在基督里面？
What does it mean in him?
第一个，我们受洗，归入基督，我变成基督的儿子。
First, when we are baptized, we become a child of God.
第二个。
Second.
我相信我的父亲讲的话是实在的。
I believe that what my father says is true.
然后，拿这一张应许好像一张支票，写的你所要的，那。向神祷告。
We say and we take this promise like a check and pray to God.
那都是实在的，都会应验的。
And so these will all come into fruition. They are all yes.
所以我们回到列王记下第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
因此伊丽莎问他：“你家里只有一瓶油。”
And so, and so he said, you only had a jar of oil.
哦, 这个就够了。
This is enough.
哦, 那要怎么办呢?
What can they do?
哦, 第三节。
Verse 3.
哦, 列王记下第四章第三节。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3.
伊丽莎说, 你去向你众邻舍借空器皿, 不要少借。
3.
这个地方讲哦, 要借空器皿。
And so here it says he has, they have to borrow empty vessels.
哦, 还是特别吩咐啊, 不要少借。
And not, and it specifically mentions do not gather just a few.
然后第四节,
Verse 4.
回到家里关上门, 你的儿子在里面, 将油倒在所有的器皿里, 倒满了放在一边。 哦, 如果哦, 这个先知只讲到第三节哦, 那个, 哦, 寡妇也不晓得到底为什么要借器皿, 那为空的, 为什么要不可少借?
And so if the prophet had only spoken in, until verse 3, then the widow would not know why he, she needed to borrow all these empty vessels.
哦, 那到第四节就讲得很清楚了, 为什么不要少借?
And in verse 4, it's very clear why they should not just gather a few. 哦,
因为你要将油倒在所有的器皿倒满了。
And it's because she needs to pour all the oil into all of these vessels until it's full.
哦, 所以不要少借哦。 你如果借十个，这个十个都可以倒满。
And so she said, do not just gather a few, because if you gather 10, all 10 will be filled.
哦, 你如果借50个，照这里讲哦, 50个凡是空的都可以倒满。
If there were 50 vessels, then all 50 would be filled.
哦, 100个都可以倒满。
100 vessels would be filled.
神的恩典是无限量的。
So God's grace is unlimited.
哦, 这是神的应许啊。
And that is the promise of God.
哦, 那要怎么来承受这个油一直流下来呢?
So how can we keep this oil flowing?
要空器皿。
It has to be an empty vessel.
哦, 越多越好。
The more empty vessels, the better.
哦, 有时候我们家里面哦, 你那个储藏室打开来, 有时候garage打开来, 里面满满都是东西啊。
And sometimes we open the cabinets 哦, in our homes, in the garage, and they're filled with things.
哦, 哎呀，满满都是东西啊！ 你要再买东西，没地方放。
And so filled that even when we buy new items, there's no place to put them.
哦, 那有时候吃饭也是一样啊。
And it's the same thing when we are eating.
我们的肚子是有限量的。
There's a limitation to our stomachs.
哦, 如果吃饱了再好，也装不进来。
If you are full, even if you try to eat more, it won't fit.
哦, 所以什么东西最好吃？
What is the most delicious thing?
什么东西最好吃？
What is the thing that is most delicious to eat?
肚子饿, 什么都很好吃。
When you are hungry, everything is good.
哦, 就是这样啊。
It is like this.
哦, 那你如果肚子满了, 就开始会挑剔, 哎, 这个好吃, 那个不好吃。
But if your stomach is full, then you'll be picky, thinking 哦, this is good and this is not good.
所以空也是一种福气。
So emptiness is also a blessing.
哦, 因为空才会满。
Because only in emptiness can you experience fullness.
因此我们心如果空, 那个最好的, 从神来的, 就充满在我们里面。
So if our heart is empty, then the best thing is for God's Spirit to fill our hearts.
那如果我们的心满了,
and when our hearts are filled,
满了金银财宝,
if it's filled with riches,
我们真的也有金银财宝,
and we really have riches,
我已经满了,
and we are filled,
我们就 神那个最好的就倒不进来啊。
Then the Spirit of God, what is the best, is not able to pour into our hearts.
哦, 所以有时候为着来倒进来最好的，要把次好的倒出去。
So sometimes in order to fill in what is best, 哦, we must empty what is already filling its place.
哦, 那问题是你信不信？
But the question is, do you believe?
哦, 你如果要领受最好的, 要把次好的倒出去。
In order to receive the best, you need to empty what is not as good in your heart.
哦, 你看保罗, 他本来在追求什么?
So when we look at Paul, what was he pursuing before?
那信耶稣以后, 他要再追求什么?
When he believed in Jesus Christ, what was he pursuing?
那这个改变, 就是把以前最好的倒出去, 现在要从神领受更好的。
And this transformation is because he got rid of what he thought was best before so that he can receive what is better.
好,我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我第八天受割礼, 我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，是律法上说我是法利赛人。第六节
Verse 6,
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义我是无可指摘的。这里啊，讲的每一件在当时都是非常宝贵的。
And so here, everything that's mentioned was very, very important during that time.
第八天我就受割礼。
She was circumcised on the eighth day.
这个割礼是什么？神选民的记号。
Circumcision was a symbol of the people of God.
是亚伯兰的后裔。
The descendant of Abraham.
要承受神给亚伯兰那块地。
They were to inherit the land that that God had given to Abraham.
他是正统的希伯来人。
He was a traditional Hebrew.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
在社会里面是顶尖的一层。
That means he was in the top tier of society.
律法上义，我无可指摘。
And so he was blameless in the law.
热心上来说，热心到逼迫基督徒。
He was so fervent to the point that he persecuted Christians.
还有两件他没有记。
Two things he did not mention.
在这里，他是加马略门下受教。
And he was taught by Gamaliel.
以现在来讲，是顶尖的学校毕业了。
That means that in today's terms, it means he graduated from the top school.
还有一件。
Another thing.
他是当时公会的一员。
And that he was a member of the Sanhedrin.
对、
okay.
那是非常尊贵的。
And so this is a very precious status.
那这个占据了保罗的心呢、啊、
？And this is what had taken place in Paul's heart.
那现在信耶稣呢
？But now that he had believed in Christ,
他怎么讲呢
？What did he say?
第七节
，Verse 7.
先前与我有益的，我现在把主耶稣信了耶稣都当作有损。
Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
那到第八节
，Verse 8.
我已经为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为着要得着基督。
Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以如果没有耶稣，世界好不好？当然是好啊。
If we did not have Christ, the world of course would be good.
所以为什么这么多人拼老命在追求世界？
Why were there so many people trying to pursue after the world?
它有它的价值，它有它可爱的地方。
Because there is what's world, it has its value and what people want to seek after.
但是如果我们信耶稣以后，我们整个头脑、整个心都装满这世界。
But if we believe in Jesus Christ and our heart and mind is filled with the world,
主耶稣就进不来了。
Jesus Christ is not able to enter.
信仰就没有办法进步了。
And then our faith is not able to improve.
因为你已经没有空间去装了。
Because there's no space to fill.
所以最好的得不到
and so the best is to not receive it.
不是神没有应许。
It is not that God has not given to us.
应许写在圣经。
Because the promise is written in the Bible.
是我们本身得不到。
But it's we ourselves are not able to receive
it. 为什么得不到？
Why are we not able to receive it?
因为我们不愿意倒空。
Because we're not willing to empty ourselves.
所以到底谁比较有福气？
So who is more blessed?
我看到诸位坐在这里都最有福气。
And I believe those sitting out here are most blessed.
看起来没有金银满屋子啊
！And it seems like we don't have riches filling our homes.
但是当我们坐在这里
，But when we are sitting here,
我们有两样很宝贵的。
There are two things that are precious.
好，我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书的最后一章。
Second Peter, the last chapter.
当彼得到年纪大的时候，他鼓励人追求什么
？And Peter, in his old age, what he encouraged people to pursue.
彼得后书的第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
18节
Verse 8.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上有长进。
Verse
18.
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲在恩典跟知识上有长进。
So you want to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord.
知识就是我们对神的认识
knowledge,
就是真理
and knowledge is what we know of God and is the truth
而如果真理充满在我们的心
and if knowledge is filled in our heart
我们头脑的想法会越来越改变
and there's the truth and it will change our thinking
我们想法会跟主耶稣的想法一样
and our thinking will be like Jesus' thinking
那这个想法一改变生活就改变
and if our thinking changes then our life will change
所以到底我们头脑里面的想法怎样
And so what kind of thoughts are we thinking right now?
要看我们的生活。
It is dependent on our life.
我们的生活就是在表现我头脑的观念跟想法。
Because our lifestyle is expressing our ways of thinking.
所以知识越来越多啊，调整我们的价值观，我们在做决定的时候，那个方向就改变了。
And so the more knowledge that we have, and it changes how we will live our life.
那渐渐我们的生活在神看起来是有价值的。
And so slowly, our life will be a value in the eyes of God.
在神的天平上，我们的生活称起来是有分量的。
And in the weight of God, on the weights that God has, our life holds weight.
因为我们是照着真理来过生活。
Because we're living according to the truth.
我说这个太重要了。
And so this is too important.
但是你如果真理要进步，你要倒空啊。
So in order for us to receive the truth, we must empty ourselves.
照我们所知道的，我们还是不知道。
And so to be like we don't know anything.
你看这本圣经啊。
If we look at the Bible.
因为那个神学生读三年在读什么？
The TTB students, they study it for 3 years. What are they studying for?
读这本圣经啊。
They're reading the Bible.
那这本圣经到你七八十岁的时候，还是读同一本圣经。
And so even though after many, many years, they're still reading the same Bible.
有哪一本书你可以读三年？
What book can you read for 3 years?
有哪一本书你可以读三十年？
What book can you read for 30 years?
只有一本书啊。
There's only one book.
就是圣经啊。
And it is the Bible.
就是神的话。
Which is the word of God.
神的奥秘就在圣经里面。
And it is the mystery of God that is in the Bible.
神的奥秘是无穷的。
And the mystery of God is found in him.
所以我们越进到圣经里面呢，我们越发现神太伟大了。
And as we study the Bible, we'll realize that God is so almighty.
神太宝贵了。
He is too precious.
我们的智慧就越来越多。
And so our wisdom will grow more and more.
我们的判断力就越来越正确。
And our discernment is more and more accurate.
所以真理上要进步啊。
And so in order to improve in our spirituality.
圣经我读了好几遍，没有的，都没，都讲的都一样。
And if we feel like, oh, we read the Bible, it's all talking about the same thing.
如果这样啊，我们已经满了。
That means that we are already filled.
那我们就停在那里。
Then we will stop there.
所以有时候我们在看一个初信的信徒。
And so when we look at new believers,
什么都不懂。
They do not know much.
你要跟他问哦，西番雅书在哪里？新约翻来翻去就找不到。
And if you ask them where is Zephaniah, they will look in the Old and New Testament and not be able to find it.
他真的是什么都不懂。
They do not know.
所以他就很认真学习。
And so as a result, they diligently learn.
大概过了三年跟四年。
So, but after about 3 to 4 years,
如果他的灵性只是到教会里面来听道理
，if their spirituality is only that they come to the church to worship,
所有道理我都听过一样
，they may feel that oh, I have heard the messages before,
自己没有在查考圣经啊，都一样啊，不聚会也不需要
，that they don't feel that they need to study on the Bible on their own,
行出来最重要
，living it out is the most important,
所以把圣经看作是我已经懂了。
They feel like the Bible, they already know it.
但是啊，如果我们真的倒空
，But when we are able to empty ourselves,
我们很虚心的这样，很认真的一章一章，像我们这样一直学习
，And we diligently study the Bible chapter by chapter like this.
我们才知道我们真的不懂啊，照着我们懂的，我们还是不懂。
We'll understand that we really don't know anything, and what we know, we don't know.
那这个宝贝。就会进到我们里面来。
And it is this precious, preciousness that will enter into us.
就是神的话。
And this precious, treasure is the word of God.
那前面一个是什么？
And so what is that before?
恩典，在耶稣的恩典上有长进。
Before knowledge is grace, and so grow in the grace of.
也就是说，有很多新的恩典一直出来。
That means there are new grace that is appearing.
那要怎么得到恩典呢？
How do we receive this grace?
也是要。倒空。
And same thing, we need to empty ourselves.
然后去追求。
So then, begin to pursue it.
如果我们每一个人每天祷告。
If we, every one of us, if we pray every day.
被圣灵充满。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神与我们同在。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is that God is abiding with us.
我常常想如果我的父亲很富有。
And sometimes I think if my father was very wealthy,
我跟他的关系又很好,
and I had a good relationship with him,
那他来住在我家, 我烦恼什么?
If he lived in my house, what would I need to worry about?
这个父亲就是天上的神啊,
and this father is our heavenly father.
我要把他接到我的心里面来啊,
We need to welcome him into our hearts.
那你要把天父接到心里面来，要把世界的财宝倒出去啊。
In order to welcome him into our hearts, we need to get rid of the treasures of the world.
那倒出去，神怎么进来呢？
And after we pour it out, then how does Jesus, the Lord come in?
神就是灵啊。
Because the Lord is spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵啊。
And the Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
啊，祷告圣灵充满，就是神住在我里面呢。
And if we are praying and filled with the Holy Spirit, that
过圣洁的生活，神就一直与我同在。
The Holy Spirit is dwelling with us.
那我们的生活还忧虑什么？
Then what do we need to worry about?
恩典满满。
Grace will be abundant.
看起来一无所有。
And it will feel like we are lacking in nothing.
但事实上我们什么都有。
And we will feel that we have everything.
你说什么都有，我没有看到啊。
And if you say, oh, I don't see it.
有啊，什么都有啊，这在天父的家里面。
I have everything we need because it is in our Heavenly Father's home.
他不是一次给我。
He didn't give it to me once.
但是我需要他就给我。
If I need it, then he will give it to me.
那个这不是叫什么都有吗？
Doesn't that mean that I have everything that I need?
哦，所以这个寡妇去借空器呢。
And so this widow borrowed empty vessels.
那油什么时候止住？
And so when did the oil stop?
我们看《列王记下》第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
于是妇人离开伊丽莎去关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。第六节。
Verse 6.
器皿满了他们对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“没有器皿了。”油就止住了。对，什么时候油止住
？When did the oil stop？
没有空器皿。
When there is not another vessel。
什么时候我们停止进步？
When do we stop improving?
当我们心灵已经缺乏贫穷，进步就停止了。
If our heart is no longer poor in spirit, then we will not improve.
所以一个人如果常常觉得心灵贫穷，
So if a person always feels like they are poor in spirit,
真理恩典就源源不断倒在我们心里。
Then truth and grace will continually pour into their hearts.
我们的信仰就是活泼的。
Then our faith will be a living.
我们的体验是真实的。
And our experience will be true.
这个就是我们的追求。
And this is what we must pursue.
所以伊丽莎到这个寡妇的家行了神迹。
And so Elisha came to this widow's house to perform a miracle.
今天这个神迹要发生在我们身上。
Today, this miracle can be in our lives today.
要发生在我们家庭里面。
It can occur in our families.
但是我们要学习这个寡妇所做的。
But we must learn from what the widow has done.
借空器皿。
Is to borrow empty vessels.
但是越多越好。
And to borrow not as many as possible.
油不会止住。
The oil will not cease.
因为神的恩典是无限量的。
Because God's grace is unlimited.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray silence.